There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It is hour two on this Friday. It's a meat Friday. It's a Thanksgiving Friday, since we won't be here on Thursday and Friday from next week. And in case you're wondering what is on the menu, Tyler, the moderator, and all the backroom guys, they pitched in for the Thanksgiving meal. Everybody had their own specialty. We have the spatchcock maple brine turkey that Tyler, if you're watching, is out there right now checking on, and you could almost smell it from here how good that is. Green bean casserole, stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potato marshmallow casserole. You didn't ask for it, but you got it. Cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Yeah. Thanksgiving. All right. Hour two on the program. We will give you a World Cup preview. We did find out some tragic news that apparently Budweiser sent a bunch of Budweiser over there, and then they were told that they're not able to sell the Budweiser at the stadiums. I'm guessing Budweiser, let's say Qatar ordered this, and then they shipped it over. I don't think that they shipped it over and said, hey, let us know how much you sell. They probably said, all right, we're going to take a couple million dollars worth of Bud. And but if you're in your suite, I think you can have Budweiser there as you're watching. It's so hot over there. Man, you're going to need a nice cold beer. Yeah, Paul.
There are also a couple articles that said there's still fan fest areas outside the stadiums where there will be beer available. Hmm. But inside the stadium, maybe they're thinking about the safety, but other World Cups have had beer.
Yeah, but a little bit different in Qatar.
Sure, different rules.
Yeah, very,
very different.
Very different. Yeah, Seton.
I wonder, too, if it just has to do with the TV exposure part of it, right? Like it feels like all of the areas that are going to be on TV the most aren't allowed to have alcohol.
Mm. But if you're in your suite and, maybe they smoke the windows so nobody can see in there as you're having some parties in there.
Right, right.
I'm guessing. 877-3DP show, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle the DP show. The Titans did what the Titans do. They won the game 27-17. And we've spent a lot of time talking about the Packers as they move forward. And are they going to be on the outside looking in of the playoffs? Looks like that. The Browns and Bills, that game is moved to Detroit because of all the snow. The Bills practice today has been canceled because of all the snow. They're going to have a Zoom practice, however that works. But that game will be Sunday in Detroit. College football weekend. World Cup starts on Sunday. Aaron Judge, Paul Goldschmidt win the Most Valuable Player Awards. Poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor.
Dan, let me update you on hour one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which we had a Ryan Tannehill poll question.
Okay.
Ryan Tannehill is a blank quarterback. Right. Your options are great, good, below average, no opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to guess?
Well, I said no opinion.
Right. 7.6% have no opinion. Only 2% have him as a great quarterback. 73% say he's good.
Okay.
He's good.
All right.
I'm okay with being a good quarterback.
He was the best quarterback on the field last night.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Threw for 300 yards.
Boom.
Yeah, Paul.
I like how Seton delivered. He's good. Like when you're lying and you say,
no, he's good.
How was that sandwich I made for you? It's good.
Yeah,
it's
no, good. Good. Yeah. No, he's good. He's not bad. He's good.
Pure lie.
Yeah.
No, he's good.
We'll check in with the Packers coming up. Oscar-winning filmmaker Jordan Peele's latest is an epic sci-fi nightmare. And you'll never look at clouds the same way. You can stream Nope now on Peacock.
Nope.
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 Yes, Todd.
I'm seeing Stefon Diggs just virtually pulled his hammy, but he's day-to-day. He should be okay for the game. No good? Mm. Having a virtual practice. He virtually pulled his hand.
I know, but we kind of moved on.
It was a this just in kind of thing. When is it this just in? It doesn't necessarily.
Why didn't you give that to Max Kellerman?
Okay.
Wow, that was harsh.
Give it to Max Kellerman.
That was tough.
Since it's a virtual injury because there's no physical contact, he's going to be okay. So that's good news.
I'd virtually like for you to shut up.
Wow. Okay. You know that's going to hurt my feelings on Friday.
No, I know.
Talk to me like that
oh,
right before
I know.
The weekend.
But I did tell you, you and Marv, it's neck and neck.
Not
I think.
Anymore, obviously.
Most valuable Danette.
Someone's obviously in
you,
the lead.
You have moment. A month to screw it up.
Great.
Because right now, you're the favorite.
I'll and, definitely find a way to screw it up.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, Marv.
He's like Larry Coker with the Hurricanes in 01. Look. You're driving a Ferrari. Don't screw it up, all right? Team's too good. Make Don't
sure
screw
they,
it up.
Just make sure they show up on Saturday.
Who would have thought a Larry Coker reference?
I love that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, nobody. You're absolutely right about that. All right. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. And that's our streaming partner. And our radio affiliates around the country. We say good morning to you. Matt in Colorado. Hey, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And happy Thanksgiving to all of you guys and your families.
Thank you, man.
Hopefully it's a safe and a great holiday. Regarding the Packers, if there is a quarterback change coming along, then we may see what kind of lover Aaron Rodgers is.
Okay. See what you did with that little ayahuasca callback there with Jordan Love. Thank you, man. Yeah, at some point, does Jordan Love get to play this season? Michael in Fort Wayne. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday. I'd like to answer the poll question for Ryan Tannehill.
Okay.
But I'm going to steer in a slightly different direction by suggesting the Thanksgiving food that he is most like.
Okay.
He is okay. His position is important, but most of the time he is not too exciting. Ryan Tannehill is mashed potatoes with no gravy.
Okay. All right. So now the question is, what part of Thanksgiving dinner is Ryan Tannehill?
I got to just defend mashed potatoes for a second here. I don't know why we're getting taking personal shots here, but
I got to have a little bit of gravy on there with Ryan Tannehill or butter, but it's more like stuffing. Yeah. It's there. If you love it, it's great. I'm not a stuffing guy. Yes, Paul.
If we do NFL quarterback comps to Thanksgiving side dishes, we could do a week on that.
Okay.
That'd be a blast.
Okay.
We may have to do an extra show.
Mm. But do you want to be called a turkey?
Yeah.
That's right. The only thing. You know, Patrick Mahomes would be a turkey.
Right. The lead dog.
Yeah.
The star of the meal.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
See, now really what we're getting down to, though, is that some people are more into the sides than they are the turkey. So to me, if it's like, oh, you're the turkey, like Ryan Tannehill might as well be the turkey.
And Kirk Cousins would be the daytime stuff, but he would not be good at night with the leftovers.
He's not a
leftover guy. That's nighttime.
Well, you usually have Thanksgiving early in the day.
That's right.
So Kirk D. Cousins, that'd be great.
Yeah.
He
great.
Always dresses like he's going to Thanksgiving dinner, too, perpetually.
John in Ohio. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Oh, Dan, thanks for taking my call. 5'9" and shrinking 189.
Okay.
Thanks to the Rona. But anyway, hey, I got a couple of things. One is, loved the interview with Mike Krzyzewski yesterday. I was thinking about Kyrie Irving. Is he more of a Big Shot Bob, or maybe even a Steve Kerr career with one big shot, versus like a Paul George or a Kevin Durant, somebody you'd want to build around?
Oh, no, no. Kyrie's a great player. Steve Kerr and Robert Horry were just situational players. Horry more than a situational player, but that's all Steve Kerr was. Kyrie's a great talent. You would never confuse that with the talent of Steve Kerr. Kyrie, you know, and Mike Krzyzewski said, look, I love him. You know, he's had a long-term relationship with him ever since he went to Duke and he was on the Dream Team, but still trying to figure him out. And actually, coming up in the final hour, Chris Haynes, who did the interview with Kevin Durant for Bleacher Report, did a great job. Chris will join us, sort of talk about what that situation is. Because I still get the feeling, is a trade in play for one of those two guys. And in case you didn't know it, last night Ben Simmons had 15 points. He had a great all-around game. Didn't miss a shot. The average length of his field goals was 1.8 feet. But I'll take it. But I'll take it. That's one of those, if I said, man, do you see the numbers for Ben? Do you have Ben Simmons' numbers there, Paulie, with points, rebounds, and assists?
Last night?
Yeah.
I got like 15, 13, and 7.
Yeah. Oh. You'll take that. And even if you say, well, oh, did he hit some jumpers? No. No, his average field goal attempt was, 1.8 feet. Yeah, Seton.
How many times did he go to the line? Because that's kind of the flaw with this. Like, if you're getting to the hoop, you're probably going to go to the line a bunch.
Paulie?
Ben Simmons was 3 for 4 from the line last night. Oh, if he could, if he sniffs 75%.
Oh, my Ben. God.
Let's go, Ben.
If he gets upper 60s, low 70s, we're in business here.
All-star? Question mark?
We turn our attention to the Green Bay Packers. Pete Doherty covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Pete, how would you sum up what happened last night?
Oh, there's a couple ways of looking at it. I mean, they looked like a bad team for a lot of the night, and I think my take's a very much minority take, but I think Tennessee was a really, really, really tough matchup for them. The Packers are a limited team. They have to be able to run the ball. They just absolutely have to. And this was a team they were not going to run the ball against. You force these guys to throw. A weird thing to say with Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback, right? But you force them to throw. They've been bad all year when they've had to throw a lot. Rodgers threw 37 passes. That right there tells you it was a bad night for the Packers. He's got to be more in the 25 or under range. And they were not going to run the ball against this team. And the Packers' run defense has been borderline brutal a lot of times this year. And they're going against Derrick Henry. Now, they had a decent game against them, but they totally had to sell out to stop the run. And Ryan Tannehill, of all guys, is covering them up because he's going against one-on-one coverage the whole time. So I can't say that this was a stunning loss. They did look bad, but they actually have something going now with Christian Watson that they didn't have even 2 weeks ago. It's way too little, too late. I mean, it sure looks like that.
What about Rodgers' thumb? How serious is it? Had some, wobbly passes there. Threw a lot of passes for a guy if he has something serious going on with that thumb. Your thoughts moving forward with that injury?
He's had it for, it's got to be at least, I got to go back and look, but probably 5 weeks or so. And he had it last week, and he was really, really sharp last week. So I can't say that that's very likely the problem here. It was just he had a bad game accuracy-wise. He missed, three or four throws that you got to hit that he's made his living on. And but like I said, I thought this was a really, really tough matchup for him too. Tennessee's not that good a team. They're not one of the top five teams in the league. But I don't know. If you went through the league and picked out the five teams the Packers would least want to play, they might be on that list.
At what point does Jordan Love see some airtime?
I don't think till they're mathematically out of it. And then I think they have to give him a look, don't they? I mean, it was a couple of weeks ago before the Dallas game, I was thinking, man, that's going to be pretty soon. And then they played so well against Dallas and gave themselves some life. And that's why this was such a – I think they were stunned by getting beat. I think they thought they had really found something and turned the corner.
Yeah.
But obviously, they're I think they're improved from a couple weeks ago, but this was a really tough matchup for him. And it's got to be, they got to see what Love can do. If they're out of it, they've got to see what they have there, because they've got to make a decision on the fifth year option. And they can't have both him and Rodgers on the roster in 24, but they have to make that decision next May. So, you know, that's a hard call. And they either have to work out with Rodgers that he's going to retire, or that they might have to deal him, or they'd have to deal Love. I mean, they have to do something there.
Well, let me go back to what you were saying about Rodgers. The likelihood he comes back, given what this season has been, we always hear athletes say, or we think they're going to say, oh, you can't go out this way. Well, can Aaron Rodgers go out this way?
I find it really, really hard to believe that he'll retire. There's probably several reasons, but one of them is he's got a $59 million guaranteed contract. As long as he doesn't retire, somebody's going to have to pay him that $59 million. I mean, how many people are going to walk away from that? I'm thinking he also, and he's not going to, if Brady retires this offseason, he's not going to want to retire the same offseason he does. I mean, they're both going to go in the Hall of Fame on their first shot. You know, I don't think he's going to want to be the number two guy at that Hall of Fame ceremony.
Do you think Brady is going to retire?
Oh, I don't know if he will or not. Well, maybe not. Maybe he'll be playing 30 years from now.
I don't know. It feels like if you said who's going to retire first, I might say Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking Brady's probably going to retire. And all of a sudden, you know, things change so fast in this league. I mean, 2 weeks is like a lifetime in this league sometimes.
Yeah, I just wonder, as it felt like Devontae Adams left and then the Packers lost their identity, or like, now what do we do? And who's our go-to guy? I can't pin it all on Devontae Adams, who, by the way, the Raiders aren't any good either, and he was supposed to go there and help them.
You know, their receiving corps is young. They got new guys. It's not just overflowing with talent. I don't think it's as bad as everybody thinks it is. And Christian Watson certainly has talent. He's been hurt almost the whole time. This Romeo Doubs, I don't know if you saw him at all. He was their fourth round pick. There's real ability with this guy. I mean, this guy can play. Now he's out with a high ankle sprain. He's missed, I think this was his third game. So he's going to miss at least one more, I would guess, maybe a couple more. But actually going into next year, if they finish pretty decently, they're probably going to feel like they have something going, because those are two pretty talented young receivers.
You seem really calm, Pete.
I just woke up, Dan. I didn't get to bed till 3. So
And by the way, with the background here, you look like you're in heaven. You look like you're an angel.
I don't feel like it. It's awful cold outside right now.
It's great to talk to you, and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's Pete Doherty, covers the Packers for the Green Bay Press Gazette. He kind of, you know, has that, you know, that light backlit there.
Like St. Peter sitting next to him.
St. Pete. No, he is St. Pete. Yeah. St. Pete there. Pete,
welcome.
It's your time.
Come in. Welcome to the pearly gates. Well, thank you, Pete. He's very calm. Like, all right, nothing. Yeah, don't worry about it. So what? You know. Pete Doherty from the Afterlife and the Green Bay and the Green Bay Press Gazette.
All right, well, at least a season ticket would open up for somebody.
Let's take a break. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. We'll check in on the World Cup, get a preview. Seton's all excited about this.
Let's go.
Seton gave me a bunch of questions to ask our guest, Tab Ramos, coming up. All right. Take a break. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. I geek out with MasterClass because there's more than 180 world-class instructors. And whatever you want to do, it feels like they have an instructor who can help you. How about James Cameron if you want film tips? How to make a film? James Cameron. How about creating a business? Richard Branson. How about cooking lessons from Gordon Ramsay? And he probably won't yell at you either when he gives you those lessons. You got on-demand videos, short enough to fit into your everyday life. Beautifully done. Watch from your phone, your tablet, living room, or you can listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give somebody what they've always wanted to do with a MasterClass membership. And you get a second one for yourself, and that one's free. Go to masterclass.com/Patrick today, and you'll get unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. Love it. Masterclass.com/Patrick. Limited time only. Terms apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah. All righty.
Back into the slot is tended for Jarvis. He got knocked on his backside. Here come the Avs in a 3-on-2. Taves out there with Lekkonen and Comfort. JT down the slot to Lekkonen. He scores! Arturi Lekkonen!
the game-winning overtime goal from the far circle.
His two previous overtime goals, both came in the playoffs, both sent his team to the Stanley Cup Final in Montreal in 2021, last year with the Avs. That's courtesy of Altitude Sports Network. Discover the Discover credit card, and you'll discover that you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Once again, if you're just joining us, based off yesterday or the day before, where you could have your cookout playlist, Marv is handling that today. Who sings this?
This is Before I Let Go by Frankie Beverly and Maze. Me and Jim Jackson talked about this.
Yes.
This is probably the black version of, like, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, this the journey.
This is a big sing-along.
The black version of Journey.
That's what it says on the album.
Is that what it is?
Actually says it.
Okay.
So if you go to a black function and you start playing this, everyone, for the most part, will know the words to this.
Okay.
So it's just a...
But if I go to one of your cookouts and I don't know this, what happens?
It's all good.
Okay.
But they're not expecting you to know it.
Oh, but then if I do know it...
Oh, somebody's fixing you a plate.
Who's who? Who's who? What's what?
That's great. Cool.
Auntie's fixing you a plate.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here you go, Daddy. Well, I'm not your daddy. Oh, no, well, you are now.
Oh, okay. All right. That's funny. I'm up for a cookout at your house. I am.
Join us.
Okay.
We ain't got nothing else going on.
No, no. You let me know. Maybe next spring or summer you got a cookout.
Yeah, Memorial Day, 4th of July.
Yes.
Random, you know, somebody graduated from preschool. I mean,
we don't need a reason.
Never.
Never a reason. Mm-hmm. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. I was watching the Nets against Portland. We talked about Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons had a really good game. I saw something I haven't seen many times in the last 15 years. Kevin Durant got his jumper blocked. Jeremy Grant blocked his shot. Jeremy Grant did a great job on Kevin Durant. I mean, I view him as unstoppable. But Jeremy Grant, you know, got Durant. Durant went up for a jumper, and Jeremy Grant went up and got it. And I went, damn, that doesn't happen very often. It's almost impossible to block Kevin Durant's jumper. Straight on, you know, with his arm length, you know, he's probably up there around 7'5 when he releases. But Jeremy Grant got up there and blocked his jumper. Yeah, Paul.
They have a stats breakdown. When Jeremy Grant was covering Kevin Durant, he shot 28%, no threes, two turnovers, and had his shot blocked.
No, he was in his face all night long, and he got Durant was frustrated. That doesn't happen very often. Let's see. Doug in Kansas City joins us. Hi, Doug. What's on your mind?
Good morning, DP and Danette. 6'2" and 205.
Mm-hmm.
Average size hands, no contacts, no glasses, and no 5 o'clock shadow.
Okay.
Polly, thanks for wearing those Campbell College gear. Us alumni notice it. I'm a 75 graduate.
Okay.
Hey, Dan, I have a suggestion on how you can win that Emmy. Send clips like the Coach K's scolding. You know, confessions like Ron Leaf, or non-confessions like from Alex Rodriguez. You know, comeback stories like from Alex Smith or the Buffalo Bills quarterback from cancer. I think it's a mixture of sports and humanity is why we listen to the DP show. Dan, how you were there with us after 9/11, COVID-19, Kobe's death, your own story about loss from with your mother and father, and the wise marriage advice you give us, the compassion and grace you demonstrated on the pickleball court, and of course, you know, Shea from Irving. You put a mixture of that together, you'll walk away with the Emmy.
Well, you know what? I don't need an Emmy to walk away feeling like I've been able to share. We share, even the audience, when you share back. But to be able to just have stories. And to be in this business for 40 years, to cover events, cover people, have relationships, but also everything else that we talk about on the program. By the way, Shay and Irving was back. He was in Puerto Rico, the gambling podcast, DP Takes a Gamble. That's available. They recorded it yesterday. Here's the crew welcoming Shay from Irving back from Puerto Rico.
Shay, welcome home.
Yeah, I'm alive, Laird. Thanks for caring.
How was a Bacardi Rum Factory? I spent a couple weeks down there myself.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I can't imagine. I had a 4-day run, and that was enough for me.
Shay, you couldn't even give us your picks from last week?
Danny, I don't know if you know this about me, but sometimes, every now and then, I like to howl at the moon a little bit.
Okay.
And the Puerto Rican trip was specifically designed for me to be howling, and I let it out. I let it all out, Danny.
You still look a little banged up.
Well, yeah, the recovery time. The older I get, Danny, the longer the longer it
takes.
That's
what happens when you float back on a raft.
Any way to get home.
Okay. That was Dylan and Bad Larry in there as Shay and Irving was back with us. He was so banged up, he couldn't even give us his picks last week. Yes, Seton.
I think we take the Gamble podcast, fellas. We send him to Peru. Ayahuasca it out. You get the French kid to film the whole thing. And let's just see who they were before they went there and who they are when they come back.
Yes, but as the boss, I have to make sure they get back. And there is no guarantee.
That's fair.
No guarantee.
That's fair.
Autograph calendars sold out. Still some great holiday items. DanPatrick.com. Gorgeous tailgate blankets. We got World Cup t-shirts there, some holiday candles, some wonderful things there. And if you're looking for a gift, start there. Mo in Vermont. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind today?
Dan 59210.
All right.
So, Dan, I'm headed to Qatar for the World Cup. My flight's in 9 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited. Woke up this morning to about 10 text messages about the decision to ban booze in and around the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of the fan zones in the city will have booze, but...
Mo, where are you staying?
I'm staying on a cruise ship, docked in the Bay of Doha.
Okay. That sounds like you could get in trouble on the cruise ship.
So you can for sure get in trouble on the cruise ship. Absolutely. That's fair game. But in and around the stadiums, there'll be no trouble to be had.
Yeah, I could imagine. What did you spend on tickets?
Actually, if you can get them through FIFA, they're $80 each. So my tickets, I'm going to 5 games, $80 a pop. Good seats, sitting with the supporters. I'm super excited. It's going to be a good time and just want to get there. But it was a big wake-up call, no pun intended.
But on the cruise ship, what's that going to cost to stay there?
It's a lot, Dan. It is a lot. You know, I was splitting a room with a couple people, and for the hospitality package that we get on the cruise ship, you know, I think we're each paying a few $1,000 to be there.
That's not bad.
No, it's not.
Mo,
experience of a lifetime.
Mo, would you do me a favor? Maybe next week, before Thursday. So we're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Maybe give us an update on what's going on over there. Yes, Seton.
It sounds interesting though, because Mo said it's a bunch of people splitting a room on a cruise ship. Now, I've never been on a cruise, but I don't know that you could pack it. It might be difficult packing a bunch of people into a room on a cruise ship.
Yeah. Well,
for a couple grand a piece.
Yeah, those rooms aren't very big, Mo.
Yeah, you know, if I don't call next weekend, that means the packing into the room's not going very well.
Okay, but if you get a chance, safe travels over there, but give us a call and give us an update.
Will do, boys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo. Those cruise ship rooms. I've never been on a cruise ship.
They're a little tight.
Yeah.
Unless you put the big money in and you get some kind of suite. The average room, a couple little beds, a little tiny bathroom. And
doesn't seem like Moe's got the cash to be able to get one of those big suites.
It's very
there.
Basic. I think they're built for you not to really spend much time in the room.
Yeah, I haven't done a cruise ship. Anybody done one? Yeah, Paul.
I was in like seventh grade. It was pretty great for a seventh grader. I think it was like unlimited Dr. Pepper, and I thought that was the greatest thing in the world. Otherwise, I really don't know what else I did on the ship.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be enough reason for me to go on a cruise ship.
When I was 12.
Yeah. Yes, Eden.
I've never been on a cruise, but I do have two friends who worked for cruise ships and said it was basically Sodom and Gomorrah.
Oh, for the people who worked on the ship?
Oh, my God, yeah, dude. We should do a documentary just on that. Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
And there's like unlimited frozen yogurt by the pool in some of these cruise ships, if you're into that, like chocolate vanilla strawberry. You could just keep going back and pulling down
Wait. Do you know what we were just talking about?
I heard you.
That was Todd's version of that, I think. Yeah. And unlimited frozen yogurt.
I'm not, Sodom and Ben and Jerry's.
I'm not saying what you're pouring it on. You could put it in a cup, a bowl, cone, or whatever you want to do.
Seems talking about people hooking up and you're getting free yogurt.
You could work in the frozen yogurt with that topic.
You can.
If you want to get a little frisky about it, why not? People incorporate food in those situations all the time.
You're right.
Especially Todd, as a matter of fact, because it always comes back.
It's not all about strawberries and whipped cream. There's all kinds of stuff. There's frozen yogurt.
And hoagies.
And
crudité.
Yeah, just sprinkle part of a Jersey Mike sub on us. See what happens. Be surprised.
Yes, Paul.
Nobody covers a World Cup like we do.
Nobody. We'll come back, phone calls, and we will head over to Qatar. Tab Ramos, very famous soccer player, and he's an analyst, and he's going to join us coming up next, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, and you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo!
Of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
See ya.
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered, and the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. World Cup starts on Sunday, and we thought Tab Ramos, one of the greatest soccer players we've ever produced, would be able to help us. The head coach of Hartford Athletic and working for Telemundo is their World Cup analyst, and he joins us on the program from Qatar. Thanks for joining us, Tab. Set the scene there of what you expect the World Cup to be like over the next few days, weeks.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me on. Well, I expect it to be extremely competitive. You know, teams have been getting closer to each other. Many of them within their confederations had a real tough time to get here. And I think it'll be a tough, competitive tournament from the get-go.
Your favorites, let's say top three favorites are?
Top three would be Brazil, Argentina, and France. Those are the teams that likely have the most talent and the ones that are most ready to potentially win the tournament.
Give me your sneaky team or teams.
Sneaky team likely that no one is talking about, Denmark. Denmark has the talent. Denmark had a great qualifying round, but it's not one that people mention when they talk about potential winners or teams that could upset other teams to get to finals, such as could be Portugal, it could be Holland, it could be those teams. I think Denmark could be the dark horse.
If I haven't seen the United States play, how would you describe them going into this tournament?
U.S. is a team that's very athletic. It's dynamic. They have good athletes, fast. They're good in transition. And now, you know what? They have players who technically are very good. This U.S. team can basically compete against any team in the world right now.
We also look at youth differently sometimes. It's you're too young, or sometimes you're so young you don't know any better and you just play differently. You got the United States, I think, the youngest team in the World Cup, or certainly one of the youngest. How do they use that to their advantage?
Yeah, so here's the thing about the U.S. team. So it's the second youngest team at the World Cup. Yet is a team with a lot of experience. You know, we have players who play on big clubs around the world who are used to playing big games week in and week out. And although it's the second youngest team here and likely the youngest team we have ever had, it's probably the most experienced team that we have had.
The one player on the United States that as he goes, the team will go is who?
Well, I think it's going to have to be Christian Pulisic. You know, Christian Pulisic is the star. Christian Pulisic will likely be the captain of the team. Unfortunately, Christian Pulisic hasn't really done well for the national team over the last year and a half. You know, there's been other guys that have been pulling this team hard, and I think this is the time where the best player on the team has to be the best player on the team, and that's Christian Pulisic.
All right, give me the realistic expectations there for Team USA.
Yeah, realistic expectations would be that, you know, when I match up player by player, the U.S. squad compared to the Wales squad, we are better. When I match up player by player, U.S. squad versus Iran, we are better. When I match us up against England, we're likely not. So if we're second in the group, we should get into the second round. I think the problem is that the U.S. team has not done much to give us the confidence that they can really win those two games that they're supposed to win. I'm hoping that they can turn it around, that they're ready to go, that they're excited to show their best, because we have not seen their best.
How would you describe Cutter?
It's fabulous. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's a country that's basically, you know, the feeling when there's you go and see a brand new house, you go into a new community and you're shopping for a new house. This is sort of what it's like. It's taking the keys to a brand new house, and Qatar is brand new.
Expensive, though, those houses, though.
There's no question. You're buying in a good part of town.
The weather, does weather play an issue when the games are held?
No, I don't think it will. I don't think it will. We have days here, just about every day, the highest temperature is about 92, 93 degrees. The lowest is about 75 to 70, somewhere in that range. And most of the games are played at night. U.S. has all three games, I believe, at 10 p.m. starts, which will put them in the mid to low 70s at game start. So I don't think the weather will be an issue at all.
When you were on Team USA, the best team you ever faced, best player you ever faced was who?
Well, likely the best team we ever faced is probably Italy in 1990 when we had to play them in Rome. You know, when it comes to the best player, it's hard to pick because we played against a lot of good players, but I would have to say maybe Pibe Valderrama in 1994. He was at his best, and he was playing for a Colombia team that was selected to be one of the favorites for that World Cup, and we knocked them out when we beat them.
How were the fans to you in Rome when you're facing Italy?
Well, look, I mean, we had come, you know, we're a bunch of young guys, no experience. We were basically tourists when we went to Italy. And we arrived after losing to Czech Republic the first game, 5-1. And all we saw when we looked out of our bus was fans going like this for, you know, we're going to beat you 10-0. So they thought it was going to be an easy game. You know, we managed to lose only 1-0, but for us, that was pretty much like a victory at the time.
How important is that match against England?
It's huge. I think it's huge because I think it can sort of getting a good result against England in that game. It can put us at that place where we can really dream about what this team can do in this World Cup. I think we have the talent for it, and I'm hoping that England game is a great game. Even if we were to lose that game by one goal, if we could see that up and down transition game where we really match up against them, that would give us a lot of confidence going into a second round.
Tab, thank you. Have fun over there. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
That's Tab Ramos. He's looks like he's on a balcony there in a high rise overlooking a city. Could be any city in the world, but that's a very nice perch that he had there. All shiny. It feels like everything's shiny and new over there. But Tab was a former midfielder. He's in the Soccer Hall of Fame, head coach of Hartford Athletic, now working for Telemundo, and the World Cup starts on Sunday. We'll get some phone calls here. Are we going to have World Cup picks? Didn't Seton, you have a bet? Somebody took Brazil and France, and you got the rest of the field? Does that sound right?
I think so. Yeah, I got to go back and look at that.
Yeah, I thought that there was a bet there. Yes, yes.
We're all rooting for the Team USA. Should we pick a backup team? Like, I don't know if Iceland made it, but that seems like a team would be fun.
I vaguely recall somebody picked France the last time we had the World Cup. Hello.
Nailed it.
Yes, I did.
I remember, actually, Paulie picked Croatia, too, which was a hell of a pick.
I did?
Yeah, that was whoa, dude.
No recollection.
Yeah.
I do remember we backed Iceland last time.
Yes, we did.
And I think they sent us some kits.
Wales, I would be rooting for Wales, but Wales plays the United States.
We're going to whale on them.
Oh, okay. Bloop, bloop.
Yeah, sure.
That game, that's by far the most important game. The game against England is like the shiny one that's mm-hmm. like, oh, wow, that's going to be a lot of fun. That's going to get the big TV audience. Mm-hmm. But the Wales game is absolutely must win for the United States.
Okay.
Yep.
Back to the studio. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah,
I have some candidates for teams we could pick. And my thought is, if we're really nice to this team, maybe like the Tourism Bureau will like say, hey, look at the Dan Patrick Show. Switzerland, they're kind of, you know, plus 10,000. We can get down on that if you want.
What about Ivory Coast? Are they in there?
They're not.
No, they're not.
Can we fire up the Irish Americans for World Cup justice again, please?
They're not.
They got robbed again this time.
Yeah, I know.
Ronaldo, of all people, too, is the one that's garbage.
But you, Messi's going to be playing.
Yeah. Yeah, Ronaldo's playing, too.
Oh, he's going.
Portugal's in the World Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Look at back the Netherlands. They've got a chance. They're a little. They're not pesky. We usually go with the pesky team. Like,
is Ivory Coast in there?
No,
they're not. Okay,
I got more. You already asked that.
I know. I thought I'd ask again. Yeah.
Costa Rica. They're the least. They're the Mr. Irrelevant right now. Seems like a nice place.
Okay. Well, Giselle and Tom have a Giselle has a house there in Costa Rica.
He has half a house.
I don't know if Tom has the house there.
Cameroon. Yeah.
Cameroon.
Rigaroon.
Ryung-Young song. Can we play? Can we find Gary Miller's soccer breakdown? Maybe we'll play that in the final hour.
Beto.
Soccer breakdown in three.
I hate soccer.
Canada. We like Canada. We're pro-Canada.
Yeah.
The red card is the calling card. FIFA. When soccer is governing body.
He started out when he said FIFA instead of FIFA.
I'm going to try this one last time.
Gary Miller, SportsCenter anchor at the time, and he had to voice over soccer, and Gary probably wasn't. No, wait. He wasn't the soccer guy. And I just remember, so we're listening to Gary. He was voicing this over. He's recording it. Do you have it, Marv? Okay. Here's Gary Miller.
Soccer breakdown in 3, 2, 1. FIFA, soccer's governing body. 3, 2, 1. FIFA, soccer's 3, 2, 1. The red card has become the calling card for this year's tournament. 7 ejections for 3, 2, 1. Witness Romania's Ian Bladiu against the Swiss. Is Ort through? 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Bananyag. 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Bayangung Zang Za Da Da. Bayangung Song. 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyang Zong. Bayangung Song. 3, 2, 1. 2, get out of here. 2 is guilt through. 2, how long is this tape? 3, 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Song prevented a breakaway from Brazil's Babeto. God almighty, I hate soccer! Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Young Song. I better try that one last time. 2, 1. Cameroon's Rigoberg Banyan Nyong Song. Oh, I hate this! Chalk up Bolivia's Luis Cristaldo for both on 3, 2, 1. But the most notable red card of the tournament came when Italian goaltender Gianluca Pagliuca, the mother. 3, 2, 1. But the flurry of red cards thus far has taught coaches and players alike to control their play if they'd like to control their fate in this tournament. Oh.
When I left ESPN, one of the things that I wanted to take with me was that, and we had to get it out of the building. Legendary. Gary Miller. Rigaroom Ryung-Young Sung. 2 hours in the books, one more to go. Coming up. One more item. We close out hour two, and it's Tire Rack time. We love Tire Rack for a lot of reasons. They've been doing this for over 40 years. What have they been doing, you may ask? Well, they're giving you the best tires for what you drive and how you drive and where you drive, and they make it really, really easy. You go to the website. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You tell them what you drive, and they have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a couple of questions, and you're going to get a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They have the full lineup of Hankook tires. They also have the skip the waiting room process in a lot of areas in the country. That means they offer mobile tire installation. So a technician brings the tires to your home or office, installs them on site, the ultimate convenience. A game changer. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.